the law of self-destruction. It says, as a natural expression of the law of duality, that which is totally successful tends to destroy itself. Now you know this subconsciously, so there is no way you dare allow your relationships or career or spirituality to become totally successful. You realize if you reach that pinnacle, you greatly increase the potential for self-destruction. Now here are some examples. 1. History proves that any country that has ever reached a peak has fragmented and collapsed all on its own when it was unopposed. 2. The second example is a couple that struggles through many forms of adversity, getting the husband through college, sickness, and a badly timed pregnancy, financial problems and family trouble. But eventually they arrive at a point going well. It's then that they get a divorce. Example 3 is the spiritual seeker who is making profound progress only to backslide and behave very negatively. The recent fall of the most successful cult leaders and television evangelists make this case. Example 4 is a successful business executive who makes it to the top of his profession, then has a midlife identity crisis or a nervous breakdown, and destroys it all. Example 5 is the man who inherits wealth and destroys himself through dissipation. Example 6 is the honest man who becomes a powerful politician and becomes very corrupt. Now, in each of the 6 examples, once total success was obtained, there was no more challenge, and destruction followed. Subconsciously, in each case, they desired to experience the challenge again. Unless you challenge yourself, you will stagnate. Now remember, you are energy, and stagnation is self-destruction. For energy cannot stand still. It must, by its very nature, move forward or backwards. So, instead of holding back, attain total success, but not complacency. Always give yourself great new challenges. If you let the challenge go too far, self-destruction is the result. If you don't incorporate challenge in your life, self-destruction is the result. If you keep challenge in balance, you succeed in maintaining your position and retaining your success. The secret is to consciously direct challenge in a way that minimizes jeopardy while fulfilling the yin-yang need of balance. This will usually be accomplished by wise risking.